Chapter 2. Arrested. At Mercedes's home, Edmond Dantes told his fiancée his good news. The happy couple went for a walk and passed a cafe where Danglars and Caderousse sat.
"Hello, Edmond,"
said Caderousse. "Oh, hello," Dantes said.
"When is the wedding?"
asked Danglars. "Soon. Tomorrow or the next day. We are in a hurry because I have to go to Paris," Dantes answered.
"To Paris? Why?"
"Captain Leclerc asked me to deliver something."
"Oh, I see,"
said Danglars. He guessed that Dantes was taking a secret letter to Paris.
That gave Danglars an idea. "Well, have a good journey," Danglars said.
"Thank you," said Dantes. Then he and Mercedes walked on. Danglars took out a pen and wrote this letter.
"A friend of the king has information for him. Edmond Dantes of the ship Pharaoh brought a letter from Elba. The letter is from Napoleon. It is for the people in Paris who want to help Napoleon. The letter is in Dantes's coat."
The next day at Dantes's wedding, all the people were enjoying delicious food. Suddenly, an officer and four soldiers ran in.
"Where is Edmond Dantes?"
the officer asked.
"That is my name," said Dantes.
"Come with me," the officer said.
"There must be a mistake," said Dantes. "I have done nothing wrong,"
the officer only said.
"I have orders to arrest Edmond Dantes. That is what I am doing. Come."
Morel went to his friend Dantes. He said,
"This is how the law works here, Dantes. Go with them. This is a mistake, I'm sure. All will be well."
Dantes looked at Mercedes, who was crying. He told her, "Don't be afraid." Then he let the soldiers lead him to the door.
"I love you, Edmund," cried Mercedes.
"And I love you, Mercedes."